The Michigan Supreme Court will begin hearing the first oral arguments of its new session today. Two of the seven justices on the court won their seats in November's statewide election. Justice Megan Kavanaugh is beginning her first term on the Supreme Court. She spent much of her legal career as an appellate attorney with a Detroit law firm, and Kavanaugh was a nominee of the Democratic Party. Justice Kavanaugh, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And Elizabeth Clement won her first full term in November. Governor Snyder had appointed her to fill a vacancy on the bench in 2017. Justice, good morning.
Good morning.
Justice Clement, I'd like to start with you. We spoke during the campaign, and you pointed out that because your appointment was relatively short, basically about a year or so, and you hadn't been a judge previously, you were in the position of getting up to speed on the work of the court while starting to campaign almost immediately. How have your priorities or your approach changed based on what you heard from voters while you were out on the campaign trail?
Well, I think what I heard on the campaign trail tracked with what I believe the people want from their judges, and that is for us to be independent and impartial. When I was out campaigning, I had a lot of voters ask questions about the separation of powers and the role of the court and some of the perceived political issues that the court might tackle. And the position that I took was that politics has no place in our court system. And that position that I had was definitely validated when I spoke to voters.
Justice Kavanaugh, what are your goals and priorities now that you've been sworn in?
Immediately is to get up to speed on doing the job, right? It is surprising, as long as I had practiced in front of the court, that I had a pretty good understanding of the job of a justice. Of course, now that I'm in the position, I learn that there's a lot more to learn.
Justice Bridget Mary McCormick has been elected by the court to be Chief Justice. She's a Democrat on a court that has a majority of justices who were supported by the Republican Party. Justice Clement, what does that selection say about the state of bipartisanship or collaboration on the court?
I think that it sends the message that we wanted the best person for the job. Chief Justice McCormick has handled a lot of administrative and leadership positions. I think our court is sending the message that the role of the Chief Justice is really a nonpartisan position, just like our job is when we're hearing cases.
One of the candidates who lost in the November election was Justice Curtis Wilder. Wilder is African-American, and his departure means that the court is now without an African-American justice for the first time in more than 30 years. What can you and your colleagues do to consider and incorporate perspectives that aren't reflected in the court's current makeup? Justice Clement, I'd like to start with you.
Well, I think diversity on our bench is very important. I think we have diversity in experience. I think we're in a different era now. I'm confident that my colleagues and myself do look at those different perspectives and make sure that we take all of that into consideration.
And Justice Kavanaugh, your thoughts?
I agree. I think, you know, diversity across all walks is important. I know from my perspective and from what I've observed just in the short time with my colleagues is that part of the conversation always involves, what am I not seeing? And I think doing what I think is a very important job of a judge at any level, but particularly the Supreme Court, is putting yourself in the shoes of the person in front of you.
In November, voters also legalized recreational marijuana, and we spoke to a state official about implementing that law over the next year or so. He told me that some of the logistics of the law will most likely have to be litigated to settle the final state policies. Justice Clement, what does that tell us about the nature of the way Michigan handles its ballot initiatives?
The ballot process that we have in Michigan is great. Does that mean that it's going to be flawless? Absolutely not. It's going to be the exact same as the process that we have in the legislative branch. Oftentimes, statutes and sometimes ballot initiatives are going to come to the court, and that's our role is to step in those situations where there's a question on whether or not something was drafted and what that language actually means.
With the caveat of not asking you to reveal any of your thoughts or opinions in advance, I'd like to ask each of you which cases or issues you see on the horizon as sort of broadly important for the state of Michigan. Justice Clement?
Well, I think you've already raised one that we're anticipating there's going to be litigation on, as well as I think it surprises people to know that we have a number of criminal cases that come before the court.
And Justice Kavanaugh.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that it's likely that issues regarding the quality and safety of water here in Michigan, I mean, I think that that's a big issue across the state. So I would anticipate, whether it be criminal or civil or enforcement or whatever the issue may be, but things involving the safety and cleanliness of the water.
Justice Kavanaugh, you've argued before the state Supreme Court, and many listeners might remember that your father, Michael Kavanaugh, served on the court for more than 30 years. But given all that background, I'm still wondering if there's anything that's been especially surprising as you are starting to try to settle into your new job.
Not so far, which I think is good, right? No huge surprises. It's a steep learning curve, I think. Despite the experience of working with courts in my capacity as a practitioner and my father's experience in having sort of grown up with the Supreme Court, once you're actually in the job, it is different than what you perceived it to be. I guess I'm incredibly impressed with the collaborative effort of my colleagues and also the staff and the support that the court administration provides.
Justice Clement, it wasn't all that long ago that you were sworn in as justice for the first time in 2017. And before we go, since we have both of you in the same room, do you have any advice for Justice Kavanaugh as she gets started, just as you're heading into the first round of oral arguments and beyond?
I think her answer to the last question, she was being a little bit humble. We had our first conference last Wednesday, and she came in extremely prepared, engaged, excited. We were all very, very impressed. We're, you know, doing everything that we can to help her. I was given a lot of help when I first came in. It's one of those things where you just have to do it for the first time, and once you get through that, then you do it the next time. And, you know, even though I've been on the court for a little over a year, I know that there's going to be cases that come up that Justice Kavanaugh and I are in the same place where we're looking at it saying, I've never seen anything like this before. And just having, you know, good dialogue and discussion and that intellectual debate is what's great about having her join our court.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Clement and Megan Kavanaugh are justices on the Michigan Supreme Court. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
The justices joined me from the studios of the Michigan Public Radio Network in Lansing, and the Supreme Court begins hearing oral arguments today.